a sporting goods business in Bemidji, had been one of my sponsors, and one evening I gave a public slideshow at its store. There was an older man sitting in a wheelchair, and I saw that when I told how Cookie, my lead dog, had saved my life, his eyes teared up and he nodded. When the event was over, he wheeled up and shook my hand. "I had a dog like your Cookie, a dog that saved my life." "Oh, did you run sleds?" He shook his head. "No, not like that. I lived up in Thief River Falls when I was drafted to serve in the Korean War. I had a Labrador Retriever that I raised and hunted with. Then I was wounded, lost the use of my legs. When I came back from the hospital, he was waiting. He spent the rest of his life at my side. I wouldn't have gone crazy without him. I'd sit for hours and talk to him." He trailed off, and his eyes were moist again. "I still miss him." I looked at him, then out the store window. It was spring, and the snow was melting outside, but I was seeing a 13-year-old and a lab sitting in a duck blind in the fall. Thief River Falls, he said, and the Korean War. The timing was right, and the place. "Your dog," I said. "Was he named Ike?" The man smiled and nodded. "Why, yes, but how did you know him?" That was why he had not come back. He had another job, taking care of his sick owner. "Yes," I said, turning to him. "He was my best friend."